Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michelle Payne Knoper. We're back with Michelle in just a moment.
Hey Ernie, what are you doing?
Fixing the truck to haul that pen over for my cows.
Well, my pen's all bent up, well, it wouldn't hold anything.
Will too. Betty Lou, my oldest daughter, hasn't left for a week.
Ernie?
I can't get her a new one like yours. I ain't made out of money.
Well, neither am I, Ernie, but I have contacts at Go Bob Pipe and Steel.
You mean you know Super Go Bob? What's he look like?
Well, the prices are super at Go Bob Pipe and Steel. They even helped me draw up the plans for the new corral out there. And then the price is the best I've seen in months.
Does he have a cape?
Who?
Super Go Bob.
Oh, Ernie, Go Bob is super at saving folks money on building fence and corrals and lots of other things. You see, when I want my cattle to stay where I put them, I always build pens and fences with Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Why don't you call Go Bob or look him up on the web at GoBob.com.
I'll call and ask for Super Go Bob. I can't wait to talk to that guy.
One of the ongoing concerns of consumers when it comes to meat products in the food chain, antibiotic use by livestock producers. That's been true over the last several years. 2015 seemed to ratchet up the issue somewhat several times during the course of the year, and 2016 promises more of the same. Recently, we talked with Michelle Payne Knoper, an author, an agricultural blogger, a speaker that talks a lot to both agriculture groups and non-farm groups, about how she approaches antibiotics, especially when she's talking with folks that are not necessarily connected with animal agriculture.
You know, I'm not only a Holstein breeder, I'm a mom first and foremost. And so when I'm talking with other women, I relate to them as a mom instead of just as a farmer. And I would encourage a lot of people to make sure that they're relating to people on a human level, not just as a cattle rancher, but on a human level, so that they know that, one, they're a reliable source, two, that they care, and three, it gives them the opportunity to be able to share some of their practices. For example, I was in Pennsylvania a couple of weeks ago and was having a debate with someone about the necessity of using antibiotics in cows with mastitis. I asked the audience if any of them had ever had mastitis, and several women put their hands up. It's very painful. It's very hard on a body, and the same is true in cows. And while cows certainly are not humans, I cannot, in good faith, as an animal caretaker, not treat my cows if they have mastitis. Likewise, you know, if a beef calf has an infection, you need to treat them and take care of them. So I think it's just helping people understand why we have the practices that we have today, and then taking that to the other side of the plate and looking at the protocol that USDA and FDA have in place. There's been a number of studies that show people do not understand the withholding periods and the times that are necessary for people to withhold the animal from the food system, whether it's milk or meat, for a period of time. So it's really important that I think we continue to reiterate those messages and also understand that people maybe don't have faith in the government today, unfortunately. But if we can help them understand why we are utilizing the practices that we are in producing safe food for them to enjoy, that hopefully that will help us get our arms around the issue a bit more.
The use of antibiotics, one of several issues that agriculture is being questioned about. And Michelle says, bottom line, it's important to get past the issues and talk to the consumer.
There's any number of issues that are coming down the pike, but I still believe at the end of the day, humans connect with humans. And if we can relate to them on a human basis and at least plant a question mark about the claims that are being made by activists and by other organizations, then we have the opportunity to have the conversation with the American public. But if we're not being proactive and we don't create that question mark, then we lose our right to farm as we best see fit.
Michelle Payne Knoper, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.